shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, hope you had a wonderful weekend. It is good to be back and at it here on this Monday morning. Here we are just 10 days. It's hard to believe. 10 days before Christmas, a couple of weeks here before New Year's Day. What a crazy, crazy time of year. Wonderful time of year. But, of course, what happened here in my state on Friday was not so wonderful as, you know, Indiana voted against redistricting. And today, I'm bringing back on the program Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith. He, of course, filled in as a guest host on this program for quite some time. Now the Lieutenant Governor here in the great state of Indiana. We'll bring him on in just a moment, my friends, to talk about the fallout, put the pieces together, what was going on behind the scenes, all that sort of stuff is what we're going to get into today. Before we do that, though, my friends, you know that one of the biggest challenges we as conservatives have is finding ways to ensure that our values align with the things that we do. That includes how we invest our money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith and your values so that you're not funding things that go completely against what you believe in. Plus, they do all that heavy lifting for you. All you have to do is complete a quick and easy assessment on the website, 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. It's quick and painless. I did it. My friends, you can do it as well. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. So with that being said, I want to bring our friend onto the program, Micah Beckwith, again, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Indiana. Micah, welcome to the program, sir. How are you?
Good, Todd. Thanks for having me. And I forgot that, you know, I'd filled in a bunch of times for you. I guess the moral of the story is if you want to be Lieutenant Governor, fill in on Todd Huff's show because it gives you name ID all over the place.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's something that should be you should not forget, Micah. But it was a pleasure. You know, we met first through, I think, Senator John Crane here in Indiana. So yeah, it's been a while, and I appreciate what you're doing.
It has been. Well, it was always fun, man. Looking back on it now, as you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And I love your show, man. You got great listeners, a great audience. And it was so anytime you needed another fill-in, just keep me in mind. I'd be always happy to do it.
Well,
so.
You forgot the most important thing, a great host here as well, Micah. But anyway, in all seriousness here, let's talk about
listeners. Come on. You got great listeners. But that's also, you're a great host too, Todd.
I know, so, and I'm teasing. So let's talk redistricting here. So Friday, when I was doing this program, let's see, on Thursday, I thought it was going to be close. I thought it might be one or two short. It turns out that the final vote was, 31-19? And I know that that's a split, that includes the Democrats, all 10 of those But Republicans lost 31 to 19. So how does, is that surprising to you? Is that what you expected? I mean, talk about that with me, just what that vote means in your estimation.
Well, going into the week, Monday and Tuesday, we started hearing that the Senate pro tem, Rod Bray, was really whipping votes to fight against President Trump. Mitch Daniels was also doing that, our former governor, which I don't know why he's, you know, involving himself back into politics. You know, I mean, he's writing books. He should just, you know, kind of do what the respectful thing that, you know, most governors do, is sort of ride off into the sunset and pass the torch and let, you know, let the people of Indiana, you know, choose new leaders. And, but he's not doing that. He's involving himself. I mean, he even put out a piece in Politico saying that, you know, they asked him about why he didn't run against Jim Banks for U.S. Senate. And what, were you afraid you were going to lose? And he said, oh, I would have beat Jim Banks, no problem. You know, it was just this really like sort of arrogant statement where it's like, oh my gosh, what is he doing? But between Mitch Daniels, Rod Bray, we're hearing now that Rod Bray has, he was making deals with, the Democrat pro tem, from Maryland, even the guy who was the author of the constitutional abortion amendment out in Maryland. And so now this is, you know, we're just saying, what is happening to our Senate Republicans? Why are they working so hard to defeat Donald Trump in the America First movement? It's just mind blowing. And to your point earlier, it was 31-19. It seemed like a bigger margin, but really, if you think about it, it was 21 Republicans versus 19 Republicans. 21 said we don't want to support President Trump. 19 said we should support President Trump. And then it was the Democrat supermajority that really made the difference. I'm sorry, superminority that made the difference. And so the superminority really is the one that's controlling the ship right now. So that's kind of where we're at. It was, again, I thought we would probably lose. Like you said, 31 was a little bit more than I expected. I thought it was going to be 27 or 28. But the bigger picture is, why are Indiana senators so against the America First movement? And that needs to be the question all Hoosiers ask themselves.
Well, you know, to me, it exposes a bigger rift, which is something that, you know, you've known and I've known and our listeners have known for some time. There's a major rift in the Republican Party, especially in Indiana. Indiana, as you know, is very, very red, but not, and you deal with this every day, Micah. It's not all conservative Republicans. There's a lot of what Rush Limbaugh would have called country club Republicans or rhino Republicans or moderate Republicans or whatever the case may be. So is that, are there more of those folks than we realize? Were they afraid of what Senator Bray would do to, I don't know, their leadership positions or their seats on committees or things like that? Or what fueled the movement? Is this really the percentage of conservative Republicans versus rhino or moderate Republicans in the Indiana State Senate?
Well, it comes down to leadership. If you look at the House, Speaker Houston did a great job leading his caucus through the redistricting. And he did. And if you talk to House members, they're very grateful for his leadership because he through boldness protected them. You're not seeing people in the House taking arrows from the national media or anything like that. This is just a good reminder that weak men create really bad times. And you saw weak leadership in the Senate that didn't want to come out. They didn't want to be bold about it. You very rarely heard Rod Bray come out and say, you know, we're going to fight this tooth and nail. It's the right thing to fight it. It's, you know, we're torpedoes be damned. We're standing up. He was doing everything behind closed doors. Yes. And that was super, super shady. And that's why he's taking a lot of heat. That's why his members are taking a lot of heat right now. So the national arrows that are coming at these guys, you know, they frankly deserve them because they have a weak leader. And so whereas Speaker Houston protected his caucus, and to your point about country club Republicans or rhinos or versus conservatives, I think there's two groups of people in that 21 that I've seen. So like there are some senators like, I'll think of Linda Rogers, right? She's mm-hmm. from Elkhart. She's a conservative. I mean, she's a sweet lady. She's a very conservative in principle. She does a lot of good things. So she's not a country club Republican. But why? I started thinking, I was like, why did she vote with the 21 no's? And it hit me. There's two types of I would say there's three types of Republicans right now. There's conservatives. There are rhinos. But then there's also a group of Republicans that may be conservative, but they don't understand the times that we're living in.
There you go.
So they can't read the room. They don't know the battle we're in. They think that it's just Tip O'Neill Democrats that we're fighting against. This is not Tip O'Neill's party anymore. This is a radical Marxist ideological party that is keen on destroying the American way of life. And I think for the Linda Rogers or maybe the Jim Bucks or some of these, you know, other quote unquote conservative senators, what I'm realizing is they don't know what time it is in America. And so for that, it's kind of like what the Bible says about the spirit of the sons of Issachar, right? They were men who understood the times and they knew then what they should do. And so that's a really important concept. In order to be effective, you got to understand the times. So it's not just okay to be conservative. You have to know the battle we're in. And I think for a lot of these Republicans in the Senate, they just don't know what time it is in America. And Donald Trump is saying, guys, wake up. Look around you, read the room, and they're not doing it. And for that, they're going to be removed. For that, they're going to be primaried, because we can't just have conservatives in those offices. We need conservatives who know what time it is in America.
And who are willing to fight. And that's we've talked about that on here as well. This is, to your point, this is not the 19, you know, it's not John F. Kennedy's Democrat Party anymore. This is a much, much different Democrat Party who has proven time and time again that they will do whatever they— well, I call it the Seinfeld Newman strategy, whatever it takes, as long as it takes them, so long as it takes Trump out of the White House, or at least prevents his agenda from being implemented in this country. And there, that literally means anything. I mean, and to your point, we are in a critical time when people have to stand up and fight, and we have to understand what we're up against. And there are people out there that still don't know it, because the rank and file voter in Indiana— I was raised in a Union Democrat home. I wasn't around radicals. These are people who loved America and just sided with Democrats because they were protecting the Union and that sort of thing. That is not what we have today on the national level, Micah. And it's not what we have in some circles in Indiana either. And I don't think people are awakened to that or realize that as much as they should be. And that may be even our state senators. So tell me a little bit more about Mitch Daniels here. I didn't know that. Is he, there are reports
Yeah, there's been reports that he was whipping votes and putting pressure on senators to, you know, go against Donald Trump and fight against redistricting. I think maybe sometimes these guys are kind of playing from a perspective of principle to say, well, we don't do this in Indiana. I don't think that's the reason that Mitch Daniels got involved. I think Mitch Daniels got involved because I frankly don't think they like Donald Trump. I mean, I think this is just I think there is a lot of the Indiana establishment guard that really hates Donald Trump, and they hate his style. Mm-hmm. They hate the mean tweets. They hate the fact that he is not a Mitt Romney Republican. You know, he's not the elite ruling class Paul Ryan type. And so I think this was a little bit vindictive. Personally, I think there was a lot of we can stick it to Donald Trump and show him that Indiana really isn't on his team. When really, you and I know, when we're out, you know, talking to people over Indiana, we are very much a Trump— this is Trump country. I mean, this is a Trump state. Mm-hmm. We are grateful for President Trump. I put out a scathing social media post calling out the disloyalty of the Indiana Republican Senate to Donald Trump. I mean, this guy, if you think about it, this guy has fought harder for Christian conservative principles, and he's not even really a Christian conservative. Like, I mean, Donald Trump is not a Christian conservative, which is the crazy thing. He's fought harder and done more for Christian conservative values in America than even Ronald Reagan or Mike Pence or, you know, insert any other Christian conservative. And I think our response to that should be thank you. Like, it's kind of the— again, I'm sorry to bring up scripture, but that's just where my mind goes. It's kind of like Nehemiah and Cyrus. Cyrus was not a godly king, but he blessed Nehemiah and the people of God, and he did more to protect them and to bless them than any kings, even of the Israel kings going back through their generations. And so, you know, you don't repay that type of blessing and that type of fight with disloyalty. You say, hey, thank you. Like, and here's the thing. People were saying to me, like, well, we need to do the right thing. Like, listen, redistricting mid-cycle and gerrymandering, it's not unbiblical, it's not unconstitutional, and it's not even unethical. Mm-hmm. It's just untraditional. And for you to say that we are going to kind of tell President Trump to go pound sand over something that's just untraditional, to me, is a huge slap in the face. And that's the pinnacle of disloyalty. And so I put out this post and said, Donald Trump's taking a bullet for us. He's been the victim of lawfare. I mean, his business has gone through the ringer. His children have been vilified. I mean, this guy has literally put his life, his family, and his business on the line for America, and for not just America, but Christian conservative values that he's fighting for. I'm saying, what are we doing in Indiana? Like, we don't repay this type of good with evil. We don't repay good with evil. Like, what are you doing? Like, give this guy what he's asking for. If you can't say it's unbiblical, unconstitutional, or unethical, then he's in that seat for a reason. Follow him.
That's right. And never, I know you've been this tongue in cheek, but you have to apologize for using scripture on here. I like it. So what do we do from here? I guess, you know, how do we, what are the lessons? What do we now know about Rod Bray as well? I mean, he's my state senator. I'm in his district. He never, Micah, I went to his office at the State House. I called and left voicemails. I sent him emails. I mean, I thought about carrier pigeons and everything else. I couldn't get the guy to respond to me. So what do we, this to me more than anything, whatever his stance was on the issue, just the transparency here and the process by which this was done. If all these reports are true, making this deal, and let's talk a little bit about that too, this deal with Maryland and so forth that's being reported. What do we make of all this? What happens next? What did we learn? How do we move forward? How do we, you know, continue to, I guess, fight for conservative values here in Indiana?
Well, there's a silver lining in all of this, but I want to go back to your earlier point that you tried to reach out to Rod Bray and he didn't get back to you. Well, join the club. I tried to reach out to Rod Bray and he didn't get back to me. And I'm the sitting lieutenant governor and the president of the Senate. That tells you something, right? Like, I was trying to connect with Rod because I didn't want to. Listen, I'm not celebrating the fact that Rod Bray's being the punching bag of America right now. I don't like seeing our own Republican Senate pro tem going through what he's going through. It doesn't bring me any joy to see the Republican Party getting ripped apart in Indiana like this. And so I was trying to reach out and say, is there anything we can do to kind of salvage this? He never returned my call. Yeah. He never, I left a message, never returned my call. And that just tells me, it's like, I'm not your just average Joe. I'm the president of the Senate that you serve in. And when you don't respond to me, somebody that's supposed to be on your team, that's a huge slap in the face to, I think, the people who put me there to do that. So you're not alone, just so you know. Like, he wasn't responding to you. He also wasn't responding to me. I doubt he was honestly even responding to the governor. I think he was just, I think this is personal. I think it got personal for him. I think he just was like, you know, I'm going to show these guys. And it shouldn't be that way. And so anyway, all that to say, what do we do now? Well, now we get to have a really fun primary season. Mm-hmm. And, I have a meeting with the governor's team today about, candidates that we're looking at. We're going to be circling candidates and trying to, you know, really coalesce the massive amount of resources that the Trump team is going to put in. They've got, in some cases, they're going to be putting eight figures into a PAC. That's what I've heard, in Indiana. And they're going to be supporting these really good America First Senate candidates that are going to be primarying. We got about 11 seats that we're looking at this cycle here in 26. So there's 11 seats that are either got a senator that voted against redistricting or an open seat. And so if we can change eight of those America First candidates in there, you're going to have a whole different Senate. You'll have different leadership next year. You'll have a great conservative Senate. So the silver lining in this is that Indiana can actually fix something that you and I have both known has been a problem for a long time, and that's been the Indiana Senate. I'm still not happy about that because it's going to hurt America. We didn't do our job in redistricting. We let the country down as a state. And so that's where, you know, while it might get better in Indiana in the next few years because of all of this, we're gonna have to, you know, apologize to our nation for letting our nation down. And that really breaks my heart.
Well, let me tell you, however I can sign up to support those efforts, sign me up. I've already been in contact with the folks, of course, at Turning Point Action, and I know they're doing some stuff as well. Whatever we can do, and we're getting listeners. By the way, if you're listening and want to be a part of this, just send me an email, todd@toddfshow.com. Put Indiana in the title or something like that, and we'll get you on into a group here where we can plug you in to how you can help. This is something I think we need help on at all levels, including the grassroots level. So I'm on board, Micah. Whatever I can do to help, these folks have to be held accountable. So tell the folks a little bit from what you understand about the deal that was negotiated between Maryland and Indiana from between Rod Bray and the Senate president in the state of Maryland as well.
Well, I first heard about it from Senator Mike Young. Mike Young is one of a is a great senator from Hendricks County, Avon area. Guy's the guy is just smarter than, you know, than smart. And he is a he's very, very conservative and he's a fighter. He removed himself from the caucus a few years ago over a lot of just disagreements with Rod Bray. So he's principled. I mean, he's taken a lot of heat for it, but he's kind of one of the guys I look to in the Senate and say, man, this guy's, you know, this guy is worth following because he doesn't back down. And so he posted about it on social media. It's where I heard about it. He said that there was a deal that was done between the pro tem of Maryland. I think his last name is Ferguson. And he's the guy who authored the constitutional amendment for abortion. So codified abortion in Maryland. And so they the deal was between Rod Bray and this and Senate pro tem from Maryland that they wouldn't redistrict if Indiana didn't redistrict. And so it was basically this you know, deal with the devil, essentially, to say, hey, you know, if you guys, you know, screw Trump over and, you know, then we will we'll do our part and not redistrict as well. And the way Mike Young, and I have to go back and look at these numbers, I don't know if these are true, but the way Mike Young said about it in his post is we could have gained some Republican seats, even in Maryland. Now, I have to go back and verify that. But to me, I look at that. It's like there's a loss of about 5 to 6 Republican seats in Congress. If that's the case, that is a that's absolutely borderline treason to the American way of life. When you're when you think about the left, the Marxist left want to destroy America. And here you had a chance as Indiana to stand up and put up a wall and say, hey, we're not going to allow for this to happen. So that's what's going on. And by the way, the when Rod Bray's comms director was asked about this, she did verify that they were in talks. So she did. She said that they were exchanging notes was the exact. So they didn't say, no, this is not true. We wouldn't do that. You know, we're not working with a Democrat state. You know, like we're not colluding with the Democrats in Maryland to stick it to Trump. She actually confirmed that they were actually talking. So that to me is just it's egregious. Again, go back to the Donald Trump has done so much to defend Hoosier values in Washington, whether it's single-handedly overturning Roe. You know, we are a very pro-life state. I mean, it's Donald Trump. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, we'd still have abortion nationally. We wouldn't have the outlaw, the abortion ban in Indiana. He's secured our borders. He's pushed back against China. He's gotten the woke crap out of the military. He's gotten the woke crap out of the agencies and DEI out of federal agencies. I mean, all of this stuff that we believe in Indiana as paramount to good governance, Donald Trump has done that. And we repay him by colluding with the Democrats in Maryland to go against him. Like, to me, that's just egregious. And that has to be held accountable.
It absolutely does need to be held accountable. I'm on with my Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith here. In Indiana, kind of sifting through the ashes of this redistricting vote from over late last week here in the state of Indiana. I just don't understand the rationale, I guess, of even making a deal. I guess the thinking is that he was so fundamentally against this idea of redistricting in Indiana that he thought he was doing the Republicans a favor by trying to cut off any potential redistricting in a blue state that may have netted or yielded Democrat seats, which it sounds like that's even in question. I don't understand the strategy, Micah. What am I missing?
I don't know. That's a great question. If Rod Bray would come out and clarify that, it might be helpful to say, well, if he thought, and by the way, you're one of his, you live in his district, 100%. Right? I just want to highlight what you said. He wouldn't get back to somebody in his district even. And I think that's the problem. I don't know what he's thinking and I don't know why in the world he would do this. Maybe if I'm thinking, okay, where's the believe the best about somebody? If I'm just going to believe the best about Rod Bray, and maybe he's thinking, if I can stop Maryland from redistricting, and because maybe there's some principle that he believes we really shouldn't redistrict mid-cycle, and this is a really bad precedent to set, even though every other state around us is doing it. Maybe he's saying, well, this could maybe just be our way to say I'm principle alone. But you know what's going to happen?
Hey, Micah,
I'm going to call him.
I hate to do this. Can you stick around for 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. I got to take a break. Quick timeout. Talking with Lieutenant Governor Micah Beck with the great state of Indiana. Quick timeout, my friends. Back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at tbathproducts.com. That's tbathproducts.com. T-Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. On the phone with Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith. We'll get back with him here in just a moment. Wrap up our conversation here about the fallout and all sorts of things about redistricting. He mentioned something to me in the break, which sounds perfect for the outcome of this entire thing. But anyway, we'll get to that in a moment, my friends. There's a lot of confusion out there about kratom. You've probably heard the headlines. Most of those headlines are based on synthetic garbage that isn't real kratom at all. Real kratom is natural. It's tested, handled with care. That's exactly what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals, family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. Every batch tested for lab purity, safety, no chemicals, fillers, shortcuts. This is the trusted herbal option that's been used for generations and a real alternative to people looking for something that does not come with a warning label that's a mile long, as you often get with prescription medication. So start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODDHUFF. You'll get 10% off your first order. Or you can do your research, which you should do anyway. You can go to their website, ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. That's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. So that being said, let me bring Micah back onto the program. Micah, before the break, or actually during the break, you had mentioned to me something that you postulated as a potential outcome of all this. Oh boy, lay it on our listeners. They're going to love this.
Well, you know, we were talking about how the deal that Rod Bray made with the Democrat pro tem from Maryland to not redistrict. We won't redistrict if you guys don't redistrict is what's being reported. And so I'm going to say here, if that was the deal that was made, I will predict that Maryland will screw us and redistrict anyway. And it would not be surprising if we see in a few weeks or a couple months, like, and Maryland's going through the redistricting process to get rid of more Republican representatives out there. And listen, this is not something that's new, right? Like, I go back, I think we are living in the time of Neville Chamberlain and Winston Churchill. Like, mm-hmm. This is Neville Chamberlain. If you remember, the whole thing that really him and Churchill disagreed on was, can you make peace with Hitler? Can you make mm-hmm. peace with evil? Can you pet a demon or pacify a demon and the demon will leave you alone? And Neville Chamberlain thought you could. And he said, we're going to go make peace, you know, peace in our time, you know, 1938, you know, and the Munich peace accords. And he comes out, gets back from Munich, and he holds up this piece of paper, a treaty. He says, we have peace for our time, right? And Winston Churchill famously said, we had the choice between dishonor or war. And today we chose dishonor and we will have war, right? Like, and he's basically saying, guys, you can't negotiate with people who are not coming in good faith. And I feel like that's the case with Maryland and the Democrats in Indiana right now. They're not coming at us with good faith. They hate Donald Trump with a passion. They hate American greatness with a passion. They want to destroy and undermine Americanism and what the exceptionalism that makes America great. You cannot negotiate in good faith with people who just fundamentally hate you, and they hate everything that makes you, and they hate America. They see, I mean, look at Mondami in New York. I mean, just if you don't believe me, that is the Democrat Party of 2025. It's Mondami Party. That's what it is. And he's a communist. He's a radical Islamist. He fundamentally hates American values. And that's who we're trying to make a deal with. And it doesn't work. And we saw even in the peace treaty with Neville Chamberlain and Hitler a few years later, Hitler was bombing London, and everyone's thinking, wow, what happened to that peace treaty? You know, what happened to that piece of paper that we thought, yeah. And so, and again, it just goes to show you that you just can't deal with people who in good faith are not, they're not actually in good faith. They're coming at you from every direction to win. And that's what Chris Garten, Liz Brown, Tyler Johnson, they got up at the Senate last Thursday. And they said that, you know, Mike Gaskell said the same thing. It's like, guys, this other side, the Democrats, they are playing to win. We are playing to just slow a decline into destruction. That's the difference. And he said, we have to start playing to win. And that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats in the Indiana Senate. The Democrats play to win. The Republicans just play to lose slowly. Yeah. So,
well, we're in the middle. And yeah. I remember, Micah, all these years ago when I was out on the horse farm getting introduced to Rush Limbaugh 25 plus years ago. And I remember, I share this with our listeners, I remember some of the things that were kind of hard lessons for me listening to him. And I remember him saying, and I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that there were people in our nation's government that hated this nation as it was founded. And it was a tough pill for me to swallow. I mean, I'm a kid from small town Indiana. You know, we would raise the flag in the morning before school and lower it and fold it up and all that. And I love my country. And I couldn't come to grips with the idea that people fundamentally hate this place. It's bizarre to me. It's bonkers to me to think about. But that's what we've got. And we're in the midst of a cold civil war. And it's heated up, as you know, with some gunshots, bullets flying through the air, as we know, in recent years and months here. But I don't think many Republicans, to your point, know what we are up against. This is one side has to win, Micah. You can't compromise with people who want complete tyranny and totalitarian control. What do you give them, half of that? There's no compromise. They have to be politically defeated. And we had an opportunity here to do that last week, and we chose not to. And they owe us a heck of, of an explanation. Let me ask you this. Have you seen any polling? I know for state issues, it's a lot harder to find polling. I've seen some numbers out there. I know Senator Young has put some stuff out there. I don't know if it's true or not, but showing like 73% of Republicans in Indiana wanted redistricting. Have you seen anything like that? Is that something that we can trust? What do you know about that?
Yeah, so that the 73 number was I saw that was put out I think on Friday after the vote failed. And sometimes Republicans are a little late to the game, just in general, like, you know, the average grassroots Republican. You know, I think a lot of them thought, as I'm talking to them on Friday, my phone was blowing up on Friday, like, what the heck happened? You know, and like, well, we thought we just had this in the bag. Like, we didn't know, like, our Republican Senate was this bad. Like, we would have gotten more involved. Like, that's kind of their mindset was, if we would have known that these Republican senators sucked this bad, we would have, like, done more. We just thought we voted for the right guy or the right gal. We sent them down there. They were obviously going to do the pro-America thing, but we realized, oh, shoot. And so they were a little bit late to the game, which oftentimes happens. And so, yes, I think the 70% number is accurate because before redistricting, I know the Senate and the White House both did polls and they found that the Senate found that 64% of Republicans around the state wanted redistricting. And I think the White House poll showed 69% wanted redistricting. So that 70% rings true. That wasn't surprising to me when I saw that. It wasn't like, oh, wow, 70, that's more. It was just they weren't engaged. They didn't realize that I think they had the problem that they had. I think, again, this is what we do as Republicans. We show up. Our poll is election day. That's what we do. We show up. We vote. We vote for the right candidate. Then we send a candidate down for 2 or 4 years to the state house, and we say, okay, go do your job. And like, do the job that you said you're going to do, the job that I voted for you to do. Stop whining about it. Get down there. Do the right thing. I shouldn't have to come down and protest every other weekend to give you courage to do the thing that you said you were going to do. And that's oftentimes what happens is the left will come down, they'll protest, they'll protest, they'll get buses. We saw buses from Illinois last week coming in every day, Illinois buses coming in, dropping off protesters. And they were protesting and the Republican senators were like, where's our side? You know, it's 40 people against redistricting and only one person showed up redistricting. And I said, we showed up on election day. Yeah. We put you in there to do your job. We shouldn't have to come down and like testify in a committee hearing to like give you the courage to do what you said you were going to do when we voted for you. Go do it. And if anything changes, we'll vote for somebody else in 2 years or 4 years. So you like, but this is the problem with our elected officials. They think, oh my gosh, the protesters down at the state house, that's the real polling data that we need to look at. I'm like, guys, the polling data was you got elected and you wiped your competition like you wet the floor with them. Like you didn't just win. You destroyed them in the election. That's the poll you should go back and look at. Those are the people that want you to do the right thing. And those are the people that are overwhelmingly in support of President Trump.
We've just got about 90 seconds here, Mikey. You spoke at that event and I also spoke at that Turning Point Action event that day. It was a raucous in there with the protesters and the screaming and all that sort of stuff. For me, it energized me. I loved every second of it. I sense the same from you as well. But does that intimidate some of these people? I it's just bizarre to me that would be something that even remotely registers on your scale of, you know, what I'm going to do as far as voting is concerned. Is that effective with these folks? Is that small of a crowd with the heckling and so forth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're very scared by the hecklers. I mean, the left showing up and protesting down at the State House, it's very effective. I mean, when these senators have to walk through a line of people booing them, hissing at them, yelling shame at them. That happened. I mean, we see it all the time.
I got hissed at. Yes, I did.
Yeah. So, you know, last thing I'll say here, you know how I know the senators who voted against redistricting were not on the side of righteousness. It's because the people that were cheering for them when the vote failed were the people that I have seen for years who are fundamentally against the things of God. They hate pro-life. They hate parental rights. They want to push transgender mutilation on kids. They want open borders. They were the Biden, Kamala, Marxist, foot soldiers. Those were the people that were outside the Senate cheering for our Republicans when they voted down redistricting. And so I texted one senator and I said, don't be deceived, Senator. You are not on the side of righteousness. When the people who were cheering for you are the pro-abortion on demand, the transgender mutilation surgery people, the get God out of our government people, I said, don't be deceived. You are not on the side of righteousness with this vote. And so you can tell a lot about somebody more so by who their friends are in cases like this than probably anything else. So,
well, Micah, yeah. I've got to cut. Thank you for making time for us today. That's Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith from the state of Indiana. Folks, I got to take a time out. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
All right, my friends, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Micah Beckwith, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Indiana. I know Friday's show we had Mike Lindell on, who is now running for governor of the great state of Minnesota, as they say up there. I can do that. I've got family up there. But we couldn't get into this much on Friday. I wanted to bring Micah on today and kind of do a postmortem here on what happened. I know that there are lots of opinions about lots of people and what terms mean, conservative, Republican, and all this sort of stuff. It's good to have. I've known Micah in some capacity for probably 7 or 8 years, is my guess. And he's been a guest host, as we talked about on this program. Sounds like he needs to be reminded of that. But he's been a friend of mine. We've been, done some things together. I spoke at, he used to run the Hoosier Leadership Series. I spoke at that with him. So we've gotten to know each other a little bit over the years. I appreciate Micah's fight. And a lot of what he said there, I mean, it sounds like the exact same thing we've been saying here on this program. This, again, it's a, this fight, wherever it's happening now or next, wherever it's going to happen now or next, there's other states, Virginia, Florida, who knows what will happen in Maryland. To Micah's point, they very well may redistrict anyway. That's the way that deals Republicans make turn out. They tend to blow up in our faces. But anyway, I appreciate what the lieutenant governor does. He's not traditional in a lot of the sense of what people are looking for or what they're used to, I should say. But he believes what he says. He's not afraid to say it. And I like that. I like that about Micah. So I'm glad that he came on here to share some things with you. And hopefully it's energizing. You know, the next step is, look, to Micah's point, he's so right on this, that, you know, you go through phases as a voter. You go through phases as a voter where you think, oh, okay, this side, one side wants the death of children, the other side wants free speech and to protect all life. I think I picked the right side. And then you cast your vote. And then you think that you've done enough, and then you realize, wait a minute, these people either, some of them anyway, got me to vote for them by tricking me, by pretending to be more conservative than they were, or They're just weak. And when the people start hissing in the crowd, and to Micah's point, I shared that with you. They hiss. So they hiss. It doesn't bother me at all, folks. It's entertained me to no end. I've told that story more times than I probably should have. I found it fascinating because I keep telling people that are on the side against redistricting that right now, your spokesperson, since none of the reasonable people on that side will tell me why they were against it, right now your spokespeople are the hissers. And that's a remarkable place to be, to realize that that's your spokesperson. That's why I have this microphone here, because I don't want people speaking for me that are doing so in a crazy way. Sometimes that happens no matter what your political affiliation or ideology is, but they're fine with it. They're fine. I mean, otherwise they would have come out by now. The only one that came on, and to his credit, the only one that would come and have a dialogue with me about this is Bo Bye, Democrat. And I credit him for that. I'm not voting for Bo. I can't vote for Democrats right now. I think Bo's an okay guy. I think that's bad news for Indiana to have a Democrat in any office right now because of some of these things, what we've seen. But, you know, you go from thinking I voted for the right side to realizing, wait a minute, I got to hold these jokers accountable, to realizing that Reagan was right, that freedom is just one generation away from extinction. And I have to be, again, we all can't do everything. I get it. You all can't sit there, go to the State House, protest or attend an event and cheer. You're busy. I understand. And this is, again, I think part of the strategy that they have is that they've made, this is on a macro level, but they've created such a burden, financial burden with inflation and everything else, to where all you can focus on in many instances is just basically keeping your own household moving forward, your own life together, making sure you're making ends meet. And then you have less freedom to go and to hold these jokers accountable. But there's an evolution here as a voter, not in the Darwinian sense, but just in the learn and grow sense that, oh, this is what I'm up against. And now we should know what we're up against. We should know what we're up against, my friends. So I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith. Friends, let's be honest, when your financial world starts getting a little more complicated, you need more than one-size-fits-all advice. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level, offering personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics, from private equity and private credit to options, strategies, and coordinated legal planning. Full Suite Wealth helps you see the big picture and make confident decisions about your legacy. It's all about having a dedicated team guide you every step of the way so you can focus on what matters most, your family, your goals, your future. If you want real confidence in your financial life, check them out at fullsuitewealth.com. That's fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Friends, that is about all the time that I have today. I do hope in closing here, if you're in Indiana or you're elsewhere around the country, because this impacts everybody, I do hope you have not given up hope. That is what they want more than anything, is for hope to go away and you to become disengaged and apathetic to the results. This stuff still matters. This fight is still waging. And me, my friends, we still have a chance to do some great things. But I've got to go. Have a great day, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits, and civilian legal training. EMAC's Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit EMAC's Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emactactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.